Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Kat McGaffigan, who is the director of sales and marketing at Rock Ridge, the retirement community in Northampton. Apart from just people who live in a retirement community being local heroes themselves by the sheer dint of the fact that they've experienced a life and there's so much that we can learn from our elders, you are local heroes in your food sourcing, and that's why you're here in the CESA segment. So, Kat, someday I know I'll be a vegetarian, but one of the main obstacles from me getting there is bacon. Anytime you wrap bacon in anything, it makes it extra awesome. So what do you have here?
Bacon-wrapped peaches with a fresh basil leaf with a balsamic drizzle on them. So obviously our peaches are local, great this time of year, and our residents grew the basil right in our own garden.
The residents, I'm assuming, grew up in a time when fresh organic local food was all there was. Then there's this period of the middle 20th century where my parents, who will be at Rock Ridge eventually, and me grew up eating tons and tons of processed food. So do the residents of Rock Ridge feel like this is a return to form for them? Or how do they react to the fact that you guys are sourcing things locally?
It's not even a return of form for them. It's an expectation, I believe, that we are using local food and making it delicious and fresh, and that they have the opportunity to put their own hands in the dirt and grow some of their own food. More processed food was being used, as these folks were kind of entering into their senior years.
Yeah.
And, their kids were probably eating a lot of processed and feeding their grandkids a lot of processed food and trying to keep the whole fresh food movement alive. And with our residents, it's an expectation that they're going to have fresh local food rather than a special treat to have fresh local food. It's important for us too, because living a healthy, full life, part of that is centered around food and having local fresh ingredients that taste good and make you feel good, that you're supporting the local farmers. As you can imagine, we have a lot of residents from Hadley, Hatfield, Waitley, South Deerfield, all these people that grew up on a farm and farming was their life, and it's still an important part for them.
How would you define the difference between a nursing home and a retirement community? And then how does local food play a role in terms of, you said that you have a garden in your retirement community?
An assisted living community or a retirement community is a place where residents can come to really live out the remainder of their life. It's not a place where, unfortunately, a lot of people picture a retirement community as a place where I'm going there and this is where I'm probably going to live or not live very much, really wait for the ultimate departure. And
I think she's talking about death, Monty.
I thought she was talking about Florida.
Oh, the ultimate departure. But we really want people to live and to be active participants in their life because they do still have so many years left to live. A nursing home does have a lot more skilled care available, but we are really about maintaining a person's independence and respecting their dignity as long as possible. Part of that is doing the things that you've always done, and if they've always been farmers and they've always gotten their hands in the dirt, even if it's just for flower gardens, that's an important piece, and that's something that is important for us to continue to do for our residents at Rock Ridge, and why we have our garden in their raised bed, so that even if they can't bend down or sit down or kneel down, that they can still feel that earthy soil and feel a connection to their roots.
It's interesting. I talked to a dictionary editor weekly, Emily Brewster from Merriam-Webster, and we were talking about health span, the idea that it's more than just how many years you live. It's how many years you live well and you live healthy. So it seems like giving the people that live in your community at Rock Ridge the opportunity to be connected to the local food system and to grow their own local food is amazing. Phil, it is hard to feed a lot of people in institutions. Are you at CESA seeing a rise in institutions adopting local food practices, either gardening or sourcing food locally?
And
while you answer, I'll eat another bacon-wrapped peach.
Because you're an institution, Monty. In fact, we do have a lot of institutions, whether they're colleges, retirement communities, the public schools, more and more are trying to see themselves nestled in a community, and that sometimes the demand's coming from retirement community residents, sometimes it's coming from college students. And now really the piece that a lot of people are engaged in is, how do we make it just a little bit more possible for these institutions to buy locally, to make it a little bit easier, a little less expensive? How do we sort of store stuff through the winter so that they can access it? We have the Franklin County CDC doing great work around freezing of vegetables locally for institutional use. We have the colleges talking together about what they can do together as a 5-college unit in Hampshire County. And we even have conversations going on in Hamden County. And then there's a great program statewide called the Massachusetts Farm to School Program.
Bill Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Kat McGaffigan from Rockridge, the retirement community, growing their own food there in their own gardens and sourcing what they can from the bountiful harvests that many of your community members grew up creating years ago. You can find out more about CESA at buylocalfood.org.